This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 664, How to Prevent Exam Day Panic.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today you'll hear one student's story of taking her first exam and learn how to prevent these same IELTS anxieties on your next test.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive help supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Lindsay, have you had your coffee yet this morning?
Of course I have, Jessica. I've actually had 2 coffees already, and I'll be going for one later today. I'm a coffee addict. I'll admit it.
Oh, me too, for sure. But you said you read an article in Time magazine that says this is a good habit.
I did. It's so funny. You know, I picked up one of those year-end Time magazine special features on habits, and I was just flipping through and I didn't expect to see that, but I saw in one of the articles it said one of the best habits you can have is coffee in the morning, because what it does is it kind of fires all your cylinders. It gets you fully excited and amped up about your ideas when you start your work in the morning. And I feel that too. I always thought it was more because of like just the morning freshness, just feeling fresh in the morning and refreshed and just ready to go and the light and that kind of thing. But maybe coffee contributes to that too. I don't know.
It's definitely a combination for sure. I mean, I like you just get things. There's a zip in the morning.
Yes, that's
like
what I
fades
feel
as the day goes on. So like take advantage of that.
There's a sharpness.
Like, guys, if there's any way that you could fit just a little bit of IELTS practice in the morning, like 20 minutes, right? You're going to get more out of that 20 minutes than if, you know, you have an hour at midnight and you're exhausted. You know, like, I think just make it more efficient and like compact in the morning.
Yeah, it reminds me of a book that I read, actually. I feel like our listeners could really use this to leverage, you know, their study plan. Reminds me of a book I read a few years ago called The Power of Habit by Charles Duhigg. And he actually talked about willpower being being something that runs out. And it actually literally runs out. As you said, it runs out throughout the day. So there's like a limited amount of time on your willpower. When it's gone, it's actually gone. That's why I've always wondered why people say they're night owls and how they get the most done. Worked on at night. Like, I never get that.
Everybody has their like different cycles of energy and stuff. And I, you know, you could train yourself to be that way. And I'm sure some people naturally are. I certainly am not. It's just the habits and the routines that you establish throughout your life. You know, I think maybe I'm wondering if some people, they get into that habit as like teenagers or college students where like late night study sessions type thing. And that just somehow is recreated in their work life, and then it sticks, you know?
Yeah.
But I think for most people that sort of routine becomes impossible, like especially past the age of, I don't know, 30. I think it's like you need to switch that up a little bit.
I think most people do. It'd be really interesting to know when our listeners are preparing for their IELTS. So guys, come back to our blog, you know, come back to this episode, IELTS.allearsenglish.com/episodes. What's today's episode number, Jessica?
This is 664.
Yeah, type 664 in that search bar. Tell us when you're studying. Are you doing this in the morning, the afternoon, the evening? What is your study plan looking like?
Yes, I'm very curious. Definitely come and respond or just share something in a review on iTunes, guys.
That's a good option
that would
too.
Also be great. So guys, we had a post from a Three Keys student in our Facebook group, and she experienced some crazy anxiety on her last exam. So we're going to share with you this case study of like a real student that just really took the IELTS exam and just sort of parse this out and give you guys some advice so, you know, you could prevent this anxiety.
Exactly. And this is a student in our course, as you said. So this student gets to ask this question directly to us. I mean, that's the benefit of being in our course, to be able to do this right away and to get a response. And, you know, when you're listening to the podcast, you don't get that. So guys, think about getting into Three Keys IELTS. Cool.
Exactly. Okay. Okay. So yeah, let's just take this step by step, Lindsay. Do you want to read that? Yeah. The first little paragraph there.
All right. So the listener says, the student says, so hello. First of all, thanks for Three Keys IELTS. It's super helpful. I took my first IELTS exam yesterday and I couldn't finish writing task one since I got pretty nervous and spent too much time on struggling on what to do. Totally forgot how to separate into two paragraphs. Also didn't have enough words on task two.
Oh, okay. Gosh. Yeah, no, that's tough. So guys, it's all down to trusting the strategies and applying them over and over again. So in task one academic, you guys, this should be easy. Like if you know how to organize the numbers into two paragraphs and which numbers to include in your essay, these two strategies are the same for every task one question. And no matter how many numbers or how few numbers, these three keys strategies work. So I understand that it was your first time taking the exam, Bella. Like that, it's tough. And just the mere fact that it's the first time and there's all this like unknown environment around you and things are just happening and you don't know how to catch up. Just that can sort of make the strategies fly out of our brains, right? So Listeners, like we want to make sure that we have practiced and applied these strategies enough that even if we get nervous, the strategies are there no matter what, right? Mm-hmm. If you practice something enough, that's your foundation. That's your basis. So No matter what this part of your nervous brain is doing, this other part of your brain, these strategies are accessible because they're just cemented in there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, this listener at the end will need to go back and kind of redo the study plan, but we'll talk about that as we get a bit further down. Should we keep going and continue to offer our feedback here?
Yeah, for sure. Just like one more note on that. I think, you know, if you do have these strategies, right, how to organize the numbers, what numbers to have in your essay, because guys, you need those task one strategies. If you're going to get a 7 for task and cohesion coherence, you need these three key strategies. Mm-hmm. If you have them, guys, and you find that you're getting overwhelmed, take a break. You can take a 30-second break. Mm-hmm. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, right? And then refocus.
That can make a huge difference, right? Even beyond the IELTS exam, but especially in the IELTS exam, it's okay to lose 30 seconds, right? It's going to help your score more than it's going to hurt your score.
Exactly. Guys. So,
and practice that during your preparation.
Totally.
I mean, to be able to remember, the key is remembering to take that time on test day. Practice doing that during your practice tests, right?
That's
we have to rehearse everything.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So guys, all of these anti-anxiety strategies that we have in Three Keys, these are also things that you need to practice. These are testing skills. That's a great point.
Yeah. Okay. Here, let's keep going here. So she also says, and I didn't expect that the examiner would remind us three times each in reading and writing, which didn't help at all and only increased my anxiety.
Yeah. So guys, I encourage you to go back and listen to the episode that I did with the IELTS Invigilator, because we talk about step by step what happens on the test, like what she's talking about right here, which I'll address in just a moment. But definitely come back to the blog post for this episode, guys. Go to IELTS.AllersEnglish.com, and this is episode 664. I'll link to that episode where I interviewed the invigilator because it's super helpful. So yeah, guys, know what happens on the test, right? So this is, I mean, this happens to help you guys, not to hinder you guys, but I understand that if you don't expect it, then it can surprise you and throw you off. So on the reading and writing test, guys, the invigilator that's there writes time checks on the board to help you control what you're doing. So every 20 minutes, the invigilator writes on the board, right? 40 minutes left, 20 minutes left. So know that going in, but that's there to help you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And we do include a lot of this in our course, right? This is, you know, we tell you what to expect on the exam. We have a whole section of it. Of each section, I think we have, you know, what the examiner wants, what to expect on test day. We go through a lot of this stuff. So it also comes down to really following the study plan closely so that you have all the information that's already available to you if you're a student.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, I tell you exactly what happens on every part of the exam in there. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. And then she says, like, I practiced several times before the test. It was okay. Sometimes I exceeded the writing for task one 3 to 5 minutes. So again, like, it comes down to IELTS valid test practice, right? You don't want to feel like your test practice just went okay, or you went over the time, but you're sure that won't happen on test day. You can't do that, guys. And I've heard that quite often from students when, in personal coach classes. And I'm like, how long did it take you to write task one and task two? And they say, oh, it took me, you know, over an hour to do this. And I'm like, well, that's not acceptable. Your test is on Saturday. Guys, you can't just assume things will go better on Saturday. You're going to be even more nervous than you are sitting at home at your desk. So no, you have to get that timing down and experience it at least a couple times before Saturday. So you need to be sitting down and writing task one in 20 minutes, task two in 40 minutes. You need to be doing that confidently and comfortably with all three steps, right? You need to proofread too. Everything has to be in there. You need to do that at least a couple times before test day, or it's like, you can't guarantee that you're just gonna somehow improve. You're just gonna somehow save 5 minutes on test day.
Yeah, exactly. And that, in my mind, that's where the study plan comes in, because we show you exactly where to start, what to learn first, you know, at what point in your study plan should you be able to write that task one essay, right? When do you take your practice test? That's all laid out for you guys.
Yep. Everything is in there. I tell you exactly when to start doing test practice for every skill, so it's efficient. And by the time the test comes, you're ready. Like, you have practiced this stuff so many times, you are ready.
Exactly. Okay. Should we keep going? A few more tips here? What do you think?
Yeah. Let's do that last little paragraph here.
Okay. So right here. So how about this part after the exam, right? When I searched for some other tips on your website, I found the episode about Emma with her writing terror, which I ran into a similar situation that she did. My learning is to practice under a noisy environment.
Perfect. Yeah. So I'll also link back to that episode. That was a great interview with Emma, who did really, really amazing on her IELTS exam, except for writing. She had a map and she was just ruined. So I'll also link to that episode in this blog post. But yeah, for sure. So that's a great lesson, you guys. You have to practice under exam conditions. And sometimes they're not ideal. Sometimes you're in a classroom that borders on a noisy street and you can hear car horns and, like, you don't know. Mm-hmm. So I think, first of all, research the test center, you know, like, go in person and say, where where am I going to take the exam? Which classroom? Mm-hmm. What does it look like? You know, what does it sound like? Mm-hmm. And then prepare for that. Try and replicate that if you can. Go to a coffee shop on a busy street. Just like go be out in public and do some practice tests.
Exactly. It all comes back to, you know, knowing what to expect on test day and preparing under those conditions, as we said.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Under those conditions. Okay. So there's one more thing about reading, and we could do that. Go ahead and do that. So in the reading part, matching names to 9 different opinions, names can be used over once. I found all the names in the articles and read the related opinion, but I still couldn't figure out which was which. Anyway, I think I could get my target score in this part.
Okay. So matching names to opinions. Yeah, for sure. So that can be challenging, right? Because you can use any name more than once and it seems like there are a lot of choices. I think the key there, guys, is it's all about paraphrasing. It's similar to true, false, not given in that way. Like really all you're doing is matching synonyms, you know? But that strategy is in the course. I do talk specifically about this question in the reading module. So definitely, Bella, include in your study plan to review these strategies because that is in there. But again, it's all about paraphrasing. And also, I've given this advice more than once recently. I feel like this is like the theme this week. People are really worried about reading and timing. So guys, if you're taking too long to do the reading test or apply the strategies, it's because you're overthinking and you're reading too much. That's it. Those two things. So guys, you just trust the strategies. They get nines. They get students nines all the time. So time yourself step by step, you guys. Again, like it comes back to efficient preparation, right? So time yourself. Don't allow yourself to go beyond 1 minute to find any answer. Okay. So time yourself. And if you hit that minute, write your best guess or skip it and move on, you know, but you have to get that down to the point where you're trusting these strategies so implicitly, like you're not allowing yourself to overthink or overread because those two things get you the wrong answer. So yeah, long story short, trust the strategies.
That's what it all comes back to. Exactly. And I think we're going to pick up again in the next episode on this particular student and how she could kind of customize the study plan that she has, right, Jessica? She could make it even better. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. It's a two-parter.
Yeah. That's kind of fun. We haven't done that before. So we'll come. That's so guys, true. Come back in tomorrow's episode for the next one and we'll get back to this topic. That's so good. And guys, remember, if you want to get right into this course, the same course that this student is in and where students get to ask questions in Facebook and get quick answers, you want to get into Three Keys IELTS. And we have a special bonus for podcast listeners. You get to learn how to wake up the examiner. Right, Jessica?
On the speaking test. Yeah, yep. This is such a useful bonus lesson, you guys. It's so good. So yeah, guys, get this bonus lesson. Prepare for the best in 2019. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach. And that's how you get those Skype classes one-on-one with me.
Okay, sounds good, Jessica. Thanks for hanging out today.
My pleasure. Enjoy your day, Lindsay.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.
Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.